Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, look, I play. You know I'm in a fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi. And when we were pledging, we had this song that we used to sing. Actually, we didn't sing it. Did we sing it? Other brothers sung it. And we had to sing it. And it went like this. I got a feeling, brothers. Somebody's trying to sneak in the frat. It ain't gonna be no ish like that. Now, I brought that up because I got a feeling right now. I got a feeling that Rob Parker is not the least bit excited. That Rob Parker couldn't care less about these NBA finals that start tomorrow between the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks. He probably won't even watch. He'll watch highlights so he can do the show. But, Rob, I got good news for you. I'm going to give you a reason. It's tailor-made for you. This is a tailor-made reason for Rob Parker. Why you, of all people, should be excited about these finals. You should be geeked, Rob. And here's why. These two teams, the Suns and the Bucks, Rob, are organic. They were put together the old-fashioned way. They drafted Devin Booker in Phoenix, drafted DeAndre Ayton in Phoenix, traded for Chris Paul. And then on the other side, they drafted Giannis. Chris Middleton was, what, a second-round pick?
From Detroit.
They signed Drew Holiday. These are no super teams. They are the old-fashioned teams of the NBA. The teams you picked, the teams you wanted to see. Brooklyn, totally super team. I mean, yeah, Kyrie and KD went there as free agents, but they teamed up. They orchestrated it. And then James Harden, of course, just forced his way there with their help. So, super team. And then the LA Clippers, Kawhi, gets Paul George to ask for a trade out of Oklahoma City and says, let's go team up in LA and make the Clippers something special. So you should be hyped, Rob. Of all the teams, almost all the teams in the playoffs, these are the two that were built the way you prefer. Organically. Yeah,
okay, so now you're half right and you got me, all right? You're half right. I don't have an issue with that, but these finals are fugazi, Chris,
what?
Because of the way that they're – I'm with you. If that team, the Milwaukee Bucks team that drafted and traded and built their own team, if they didn't win, if they didn't get to the finals because other teams were injured, the Phoenix Suns, it's the same thing. It would be a great story. But they're not there because they're organic and they were the best team standing. They were the most healthy team standing. That's the problem with this finals.
Because they eat organic.
It's fugazi. It has nothing to do with because they're organic. I mean, come on, Chris. Look at the Phoenix Suns. No AD. No Jamal Murray. No Kawhi Leonard. And now they got a chance of winning a championship. Maybe no Giannis. I mean, this would be the most unbelievable thing. I told you before, like Moses parting the Red Sea. Come on through. We can do it. We got it. This is easy.
They still had to run through the Red Sea.
I understand that.
There was money on the bottom of that.
But they were held big time.
They still had to trek through.
Same thing, Milwaukee. I mean, no Trae Young. No Kyrie.
Well,
Harden hobbled. I mean, come on, Milwaukee. I can't even feel good about them, okay? I can't.
You're overlooking. Here, Rob, though. Chris Paul was injured for Phoenix in the first series. And then Chris Paul missed the first two games of the finals in the conference finals because of COVID. So it evened out. Giannis is out. Giannis missed the last two games. Heck, Trae Young at least came back and tried to play. So Milwaukee had lost their best player as well.
Yeah, but you know that if everybody's healthy, this is not the finals matchup. That's what makes this fugazi, is everybody knows it. And hey, it counts. I told you, I'm not a asterisk kind of guy. It's going to count. Whoever wins, wins, and I'm not very good. But I just got a bad taste in my mouth from them, not because of my pick. A lot of people, nobody got this right, or very few. But it just doesn't feel
right.
I'd
be interested to see how many people outside of Phoenix and Milwaukee, because they're going to pick, their home teams.
Their homer.
Although probably people in Phoenix probably didn't pick Milwaukee and vice versa. But I'd be very interested how many people actually picked this. It's very, probably very few. But Milwaukee, Rob, look, I'm with you. I think Brooklyn is the best team in the league if they're healthy. But, hey, Milwaukee's a legit contender. Like, if before the playoffs, as many people did, pick Milwaukee to reach the finals, nobody would have thought that was crazy. So they're for real. And then Phoenix, like I said, Phoenix had its own injuries. So they dealt with that. I thought that would cheer you up. I mean, I was trying to get you excited about these finals.
I'm a little excited. I mean, but you know.
I helped a little.
It's fugazi. Sorry.
All right, where are you at? Do these finals, I mean, this is the old-fashioned way. A lot of you out there complain about the super teams and player movement and player empowerment and so on and so forth. Are you happy to see two organically built teams in the finals? Or are you like, Rob, you're not excited because it's fugazi? I actually am excited. Now, I certainly hope Giannis can play. I don't think he's going to start the series, but if he can come back for game three, I think that'll be exciting. I think they can make this this can be a good series if Giannis plays. And even if he doesn't, I don't think it's a rout. But I'm picking Phoenix.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
We got a topic now that just demands that it be discussed. I think both Rob and I generally feel like, you know, I don't really like talking about other media members. You know, these are colleagues and, you know, I mean, we talk about and I don't mean talking about negatively or positively.
Just
in
period.
General. Yeah, yeah. Right. We don't generally critique media. We critique athletes and things that go on with athletes. But in this case, it's such a big story that what's going on over at our old network that it certainly bears a discussion from us. And that is, I don't, on the rundown, it says Maria Taylor versus Rachel Nichols. I don't want to cast it in that light. But basically what's happened is, as you see, if you watch the other network, Maria Taylor is hosting their NBA coverage for the NBA Finals and a lot of the big playoff games. And Rachel Nichols, host of The Jump,
which is a year-round NBA show.
Right, year-round NBA show. She wanted that position.
5 days a week.
Right. The Jump is 5 days a week. Right. But she wanted to do the NBA Finals games, the host. And she was caught on video and on tape talking about how, basically implying that the reason Maria Taylor got the hosting job for the NBA Countdown show was because ESPN was trying to make up for its poor record with diversity. Maria Taylor's black. Rachel Nichols obviously is white. And so she basically said Maria Taylor only got that job because she was black. And now, you know, that tape went throughout ESPN, and now it's a huge story. And that's basically where we are. Now, Rachel did start off The Jump. You mentioned The Jump, Rob, today.
Yes.
With
What'd
an
she
apology.
Say?
She started off with an apology. Here's what she says, her opening comment. She's,
well, let's probably rule today or distract from a fantastic finals. But I also don't want to let this moment pass without saying how much I respect, how much I value our colleagues here at ESPN, how deeply, deeply sorry I am for disappointing those I hurt, particularly Maria Taylor, and how grateful I am to be part of this outstanding team.
Rob, I know you know, obviously you have a master's degree in journalism. You teach journalism courses. I'll let you go first on this one. I know you have a lot to say.
It's very, very disappointing, Chris, that here we are, 2021, and people are still trying to discount us. And what I mean, you know, black reporters, anchors, journalists, people have their jobs as if the only reason we ever got jobs is because it was welfare. They handed it to us because we're not qualified and we don't deserve to be in some of these positions. To think that is still being thrown around in 2021 is just ludicrous. I just, Chris, without patting ourselves on the back, if I were to run down the jobs and experience that most of the black reporters you see on television have put in work to get to where they are, I find it to be shocking that people still hold that and that Rachel would say that. To think that, you know, Maria Taylor and her experience and what she's done, you know, is negated simply because she didn't get the job, so it was because she was black. You know what I mean? Like, that's the way you dismiss it. That's the way you Absolutely. Dismiss us in the business. I don't think it's right. It's damn disrespectful, and it's unwarranted. She should look at the people around her at ESPN. And we know Rachel for a long time, Chris, when she was a newspaper reporter, right? Because she's on the same track that we were on, all of us.
Absolutely.
Mike,
we've known Rachel since the 90s.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is shocking. Like that she would even put that out there. Stephen A. Smith, columnist at the Philadelphia Inquirer and worked at newspapers. Chris Broussard, New York Times. I was at Newsday, the Free Press, the Detroit News. Mike Wilbon, the Washington Post. I could go on and on. David Aldridge, the Washington Post. Michael Smith, the Boston Globe, Jamel Hill, the Detroit Free Press. Can I go on and on and on
right.
about all of the work put in? And as soon as we get a job, the only reason we get it, forget about my damn master's degree or forget about that I got accepted to NYU in the PhD program, Chris. None of that matters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, you know, they just had, you know, it's the Black Lives Matter, so they just have to put a black person in that gig. Really?
Right.
Really?
Right. I'm with you, Rob. I agree with everything you said. And like you said, we both know Rachel. I've never known Rachel to, you know, I've never had any issues with her in any way.
Neither have I.
But racially, never seen anything from her or heard anything, you know. I mean, we've been cool. Like, I like Rachel. But as you said, this was disappointing. And beyond that, because you spelled that out so clearly, it was just factually incorrect.
Right.
It was just flat out wrong. And there's been a habit of that happening from the network. All right. So you say Maria Taylor only was getting the job because she was black. Basically that ESPN was feeling pressure to, you know, have a black person on the show. Okay, let me think. I used to be on the NBA Countdown show. And when I was on the NBA Countdown show for the NBA Finals in 2012, three of the four hosts were black. Myself, Magic Johnson, Michael Wilbon were black, and John Berry was white. That's pretty good diversity. Why would ESPN feel pressure? Then who hosted the finals? Stuart Scott. Stuart Scott hosted the finals for years. Sage Steele, a black female, used to do that show and do the NBA finals. And even now, with take Maria Taylor off, use two of the other remaining three people would be black. Jay Williams, Jalen Rose, and then you got Adrian Wojnarowski, who's white. That's plenty diversity. So ESPN didn't need to feel pressure to put a black female on the show when they've already had a black female do the
Thank
show.
Thank you.
When
this
they've
is
already
not groundbreaking.
Had another black host. Right. Please. Honestly, I turn on ESPN, I see black people all the time. And we work there. I mean, seriously, especially covering the NBA.
And what, you talked
Maria,
about it before.
Adam Maria Taylor don't add no diversity. He got diversity
Kevin
there.
Frazier hosted that show. Kevin Frazier, Chris, Stephen A. was on that show. What are we talking about?
It's ridiculous. And what Rachel said is the same thing for those that really are, like, racist. Or really don't want blacks hired in this position or that position, or want they're either indifferent to or just don't even want African Americans to get ahead or other people of color even, is just what she said. Oh, they can get it, but not at my expense.
Exactly.
Not at my expense. Right. I got to get mine. Now y'all figure out something else for them. But I got to get mine. That's what all the people are saying that don't care about black advancement. So this is just flat out wrong in so many ways.
Chris, let me say it. Who's the face of ESPN?
Stephen A. Smith.
Who's the highest paid employee at ESPN?
Stephen A. Smith.
Stop it with this.
Right.
You know why he is? Because he moves the needle. Right? Because he outworked everybody. What, right? They didn't give it to him because they felt like they had to. Stop it with this. He's earned it.
Absolutely.
He's put in the work.
And you know, we both know Steven Jackson really well. But Steven Jackson bought into this. He's put on Instagram. I don't mind him defending Rachel. He knows her. We all know her, and that's fine. But don't play into this, Steven Jackson. When you say yourself, without any knowledge, you said yourself that Maria Taylor getting the job was a sympathy hire. You playing right into it. Who told him that? He said, only person he said he talked to that I saw was he said he talked to Rachel.
Right.
Who in the world at ESPN told you, Steven Jackson, it was a sympathy hire? And are you qualified to make that determination? I mean, seriously.
I'm floored by that we're sympathy hires. Really? Is that what it is? I just cannot get over it that's what would be used as if, I don't know, Chris, maybe if it was a, maybe if it was a, the NHL show and you had a studio show, right? The NHL. And everybody on the set is white, and you hire a black person who doesn't know hockey. Chris, that would be a diversity. Would you say that? Would you say right. I would agree yes. with that?
Yes.
Stop it yes. with this. Where are we? Why? I mean, this is very interesting because, you know, it makes people look at you differently. It just does. Because you can't be, you know, and then – Rachel's in a tough spot with coworkers and other people who now are like, really? That's what you think of us? That's the
You working in a league that's dominated by black players. And you say something like that. Come on.
Yeah, it's just.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It is bad. It's a bad spot to be in. And I wish people would stop, man. I wish people would take the time. Can you just Google somebody and read the trials and tribulations and all the hard work that people have put in, Chris, to get here? When I got hired at the Detroit Free Press, they had never had a black sports columnist. The paper was 161 years old, right? And at the time in the country,
and Detroit
was only 10.
Is what, like at that time, especially Detroit was like darn near 80% black,
80 over 85% black. And can you imagine? But I'm just saying. But I put in my work. I put in my time for my opportunity.
Yeah, it's like you said, disappointing, especially coming from somebody that I think both of us would consider. At one point, I just don't see her hardly at all anymore. But, you know, friendly with her and certainly an acquaintance. And, you know, we'll see. It's going to be interesting to watch how this thing plays out. It's unfortunate that Maria Taylor has to be, you know, put in the middle of this by no doing of her own. And so, you know, we'll see how this thing plays out. But hopefully it becomes a learning experience for everybody. Here's the last thing, too. You got your colleagues. And so Rachel was on that tape talking to LeBron's public relations guy, Adam Mendelsohn. Now, how is Maria Taylor going to be able to call Adam Mendelsohn and say, and try to get an interview with LeBron when Rachel has talked to him like that about her colleague? You know what I'm saying?
I agree. It paints her in a terrible light. Like she doesn't belong there. She's not qualified. They just threw her a bone for the hell of it. That whole thing, man, we need to get off of that and stop just lumping people together. And every time somebody is black is hired, Chris, and we didn't even touch the other side, which is all the mediocre white guys and women who get hired every single day and they don't have experience or they don't have the resumes or whatever. Those get hired. Nobody, we don't go around.
Did anybody say Joe Judge got the Giants job because
Thank
he's
you.
White? Anybody other than some
or
black
because
people,
he knows somebody.
Which is true because
right.
the resume. He's a special teams coach, and he's a good coach. I mean, he's fine, but he was not more qualified. He was not as qualified as many African-Americans. Yet, very few people. I didn't hear any whites. Maybe some did. But nobody said he got it because he's white.
Right.
Adam Gase
I never
got
heard
the
that.
Jets job after failing in Miami, did anybody say he got it because he's white?
Stop. Right.
Anybody? I could go on and on.
And that's what we're talking about. Stop
when
doing
Stan
that.
Stan Van Gundy got his fourth job after failing miserably.
In Detroit?
It
was a disaster in Detroit.
Miserably.
A disaster.
Did anybody say he got it because he's white?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Our next guest was an NBA All-Star with the Milwaukee Bucks 5 times. Now a TV analyst for the team, Marcus Johnson. Marcus, welcome to the Odd Couple, man.
Hey, Chris, Rob, how's it going, man? We're finally here, man. See, I told you guys we'd get here.
I knew, and I told you so was coming.
I knew that too, right? Hey, when the skies and earth opened up, and you're there without Giannis now, so how about that?
No, that's really remarkable how this team, and especially Chris Middleton, who just took over that third quarter against Atlanta in Game 6, was able to respond without Giannis. And in a lot of ways, you know, they were probably a tougher matchup in a sense, you know what I mean, without Giannis, especially with Bobby Portis and Brook Lopez playing the way they played. But, you know, Chris and Drew really took the challenge and you know, and kept it going. So now the big fella hopefully will have a chance to get back. I don't know if it's going to be Game 1 in the finals or not. It's still up in the air, but, you know, we'll see how that plays out.
You said they were maybe a tougher matchup with Brooke and Bobby Portis. You're hearing some of that, you know, in a lot of places. How differently do they play without Giannis, and why would you say they might be a tougher, or at least in this series, been a tougher matchup?
Well, you know, the whole thing nowadays, and you guys know this better than anybody, is heliocentric offenses, which means one guy has the ball in his hands,
right,
whether it's Luka or Giannis, you know. And so with Giannis out, now it's more of a equal opportunity type
five
of a deal.
Five-man basketball.
Well, you got Drew bringing it up. You got Chris bringing it up sometimes. You know, and that's one of the things the Bucks have tried to get away from, especially the second half of the season. But I felt all playoffs long, and especially against the Nets when Drew was struggling a little bit, that you got to put the ball in his hands more. But with Giannis, he's so used to and accustomed to being the guy that initiates that it becomes a challenge just to get that equitable basketball distribution in terms of who's initiating. With Giannis out, Drew's the guy, ball in his hands, and you saw what he could do when he's the focal point. So now Giannis comes back, maybe altered a bit, but I thought that presented some really interesting challenges for the Hawks. And again, with Portis, the way he played and the way Brook Lopez was able to just dominate, I think game five, that was a big key for us.
You know, I'm trying to get excited for this NBA Finals, but, you know, it's just too fugazi for me. I mean, all the star players going down, all the injuries, Trae Young, Kawhi, and AD, and Jamal Murray, and I mean, I just can't get over it. And Kyrie Irving and James Harden, and now Giannis. I mean, isn't this depressing a little bit that the best of the best players aren't playing during this?
Well, look, man, it's about who's standing at the end. And that's what happened in the bubble last year. It wasn't so much the injury situation, but it was just a weird, different dynamic in terms of how we're used to the NBA kind of playing out. And this year with the compressed schedule and everything that's happening, all the injuries that's happened, it's been a challenge. And it's been one of those challenges where, you know, it's not about the strong surviving, but if you can still be standing through everything that's happened this season, it means that you've accomplished a lot. So I'm not one of these that place an asterisk by last year in the bubble or this year the way things
Chris
have worked
out. Chris and I
don't
agree with you on that. I'm not into the asterisk thing. Whoever wins, they win.
They win.
But I'm just saying, as a guy who loves basketball and watching the best of the best, it just loses a little something for me. The same thing if the Suns beat Milwaukee and Giannis doesn't play. I mean, they won the championship, but ain't no way people in Milwaukee going to be feeling good about it.
Yeah, right. But, again, you know, you all you can do is play who lines up opposite of you. And I understand that. And you know, when Kawhi would not being there for the Clippers, that was I'm in Los Angeles. That's a big disappointment. But Clippers battled, did the best they could. But you got to believe that if he's there, maybe the outcome is a little bit different. But he's not there. So all we can do is just deal with reality as it is. And for the Bucks, you got a chance to do something that this franchise has not done in 50 years. And so that in itself, I think, supersedes all the other stuff we're talking about right now in terms of injury.
Marcus, tell us, how good is Chris Middleton? Because, I think I underestimate him. I think a lot of people underestimate him. We don't think of him, even when you look at his numbers, I don't think people think of him, you know, as a big-time star player. I kind of think of, I don't know, tell me if this is accurate. He reminds me a little bit of Alex English. I know it's a different game now, but just understated, quiet, but just goes about his business killing you with jumpers. Is that an accurate comparison? But also tell us how good he really is for those that don't see him a lot.
Well, I mean, that's an interesting comparison because Alex was a teammate of mine when I was a rookie. He was in his second year in Milwaukee, I believe. And I think he saw the handwriting on the wall that he wasn't going to beat me out for the small forward. So he bolted.
Uh-oh.
I hope he's listening, too.
So he went to Denver.
I love to give him a hard time about that. He went to Indiana as a free agent, but then really flourished, obviously, in Denver.
Right.
Chris is interesting because he is not, to me, a guy who really wants to average 30 a game. You know what I mean? I mean, he's happy with 20 to 22 points a game, but able to step up. I think he's really, really satisfied with his role as kind of the second banana to Giannis, but also the guy that we all recognize is our closer, if that right. makes sense. And I know it does, you guys. But yep. to be a closer in this league, you got to be able to shoot. You know, I wasn't a closer because I wasn't a great outside shooter, but I would penetrate and kick it to Junior Bridgman or Brian Winters and let them close the deal. And that's the same thing with Chris Middleton and Giannis. They've got that symbiotic type of relationship where they understand their roles completely. But I don't buy into this Chris Middleton as Batman and Giannis as Robin. If anything, you know, Chris is like Superman who goes into the phone booth, changes into you know, his outfit and comes in and dominates. You know, but Giannis is still our guy. He's still our alpha dog. But Chris's ability to score, Alex is a great comparison. I also kind of kid him about Butterbean, Bob Butterbean Love. Just this, this gravity bound, but highly skilled, able to get his shot off and separate in a mid-range assassin. So those are two old school type comparisons, one older than the other, obviously, but I think fit Chris Middleton. But it's been fun. A great stat for Chris. He averages 15 points a game the first two games of series, each last two series, and then 28 points a game from that point afterwards. So he started off slowly, but as the series have progressed, he's really picked up his scoring, and so that's been a key to our success.
All right. Well, look, I know who you're going to pick, but give us your prediction.
Don't ask Mark.
Yeah, I mean, just games or whatever.
Because you
I don't think you could go back to Milwaukee if you didn't pick the Bucks.
Well, the two games we played were one-point games. One was an over. You know, they were great basketball games. So I think it's going to go six, seven games, you know, six minimum, but more than likely seven games. And I just feel like, you know, especially if Giannis can get back and get back to – some semblance of normal Giannis that, you know, we've got a good chance. You know, Chris Paul, the way he's playing right now, it's just been remarkable. He's just, you know, the way he's taken over the games in the second halves of closeout games these last two series really scares me. So our ability to try and minimize his impact is a big key. But I just feel like it's our time and, you know, we're going to get it done.
All right, that's the great Marcus Johnson on the iCup. We appreciate the time,
Marcus,
man.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Anytime. Right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.